Right now it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is, of course, the author, the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and also Before Her Voice Was Still. And we say good morning to Dr. Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. Nice to talk to you, and hope that you don't have the same kind of lousy weather that we're having here.
Are you hot? Are you humid? Are you rainy? What are you?
It's cloudy. It's humid. It's hot.
Just sounds like here.
Yeah.
Except today. Yesterday was lovely. Today, you know, any day this runs, who knows? So.
Yeah, and you know, and one of the things that happens is that I find myself, and I think other people do too, spending much more time indoors than I think we normally would during the summer. I mean, part of it is because there aren't many places to go to. Part of it is the heat. And fortunately, I've been able to, over the last really couple of months, break up the sometimes monotony of the day by participating in a online course that takes place every day, Monday through Friday, just for about a half hour. But we've been doing this for about 2 months now, maybe a little over. And one of the things that I wrote about this, sent it to you, Jill, one of the things that I realize is that even though I've been meeting the same people, about 9, 10 people show up every day, for maybe even 3 months, I can't even remember that far, I don't really know them except, you know, by their names, and occasionally they, you know, will ask questions, you know, add comments. You sometimes start a conversation. Most of the time, the course is really directed by the instructor, or the conversation is directed by the instructor. And I realize that this is a totally new experience for me, and perhaps for anybody else who's been involved in the same kind of online course. These are people that if I met, at somebody's home, you know, for a barbecue, or bumped into at a supermarket, or what have you, I wouldn't really know who they are. You know, yet I've been seeing them day after day after day. But what I've been seeing is basically their head and, you know, maybe a little bit up, you know, the upper body. And sometimes, depending on how they position their computer, I can look into their kitchen or their bedroom or their spare room or their office or what have you, and get a glimpse of what their homes look like. You know, this guy has, like, a messy desk, and that woman has really a beautiful kitchen. Where does she have it done? You know, that's the sort of questions I ask myself. But I, you know, again, my involvement with him, my acquaintance with him is very much limited to this thumb-sized, you know, frame in which, you know, we are all put. And the instructor mentioned a couple of days ago that, you know, maybe when the course is over and we can all really meet easily without worrying about contagion and what have you, we should have sort of a closing course, you know, supper together. And I thought, do I really want to do this? Because, you know, I know these people virtually, and what will happen to my perceptions of them when we should possibly meet in actuality? And in thinking about it, Jill, I realize that oftentimes, you know, our perceptions of other people are based on, as we all know, extremely superficial data. You know, we see, you know, we look at their body size. Are they tall? Are they short? Are they old? Are they young? Are they wrinkled? You know, do they have great hair? You know, are they bald, et cetera? And many times, you know, what they're wearing, you know, how they present themselves, and indeed, you know, there's sort of a whole industry there was, you know, telling us how to dress for success, how to dress to impress people, how to dress to convey a certain image. But you don't get any of that when you meet people online. And I thought, you know, my perceptions of people online may be a more honest perception of what they're like, just through their conversation and a little bit, I know, from their conversation, as opposed to meeting people and forming an impression that probably is an erroneous one based on seeing somebody in reality. And I think it occurred to me that maybe we are recognizing the biases that we, of course, we know are there anyway, that we bring to a meeting of somebody who, you know, in a social situation or in a work situation, because we just impose on our impressions all of our preconceived notions. You know, and maybe meeting people online the way we are doing now is a good way to expose our own personal biases and make us perhaps stop using them when we judge other people that we're meeting for the first time. You know, it may be an unintended positive consequence of all the social distancing.
Yeah, it could be. You might put the online dating business out of business, but that's
true.
But that there, I think that what you are touching on more completely is how people judge images, basically.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And that's a big field, because you know how image versus reality is such a big that's a chunky topic. How many people are confused? They see somebody's beautiful house with their beautiful manicured lawn, and they drive by and they go, oh, the people who live in that beautiful house with that beautiful manicured lawn must be really happy, because look how gorgeous it is.
That's exactly right. And how often I'm sure if you have to give a presentation or you're meeting people, you dress in a certain way. I mean, we all unconsciously do. And when the wonderful thing about this virtual meeting is that, you don't really dress in order to impress somebody else. And for this course, we're meeting every single day. And who's going to get up and put on makeup or comb your hair particularly well? Sometimes I've come in from a run or something, and I'm still sweating, and I'm sitting down in front of my computer. Who cares? And yet, would I ever do that if I was really meeting somebody in person? No. And so I think that I don't really know these people, but I've known them, for now a couple of months. And I really feel that perhaps I could know them, like them or not like them, really just based on what they really look like and not how they're trying to impress me. And I'm trying myself personally, to use this as a way of decreasing my own biases. Again, when you don't see a whole body, for example, and how many of us do this, Jill? Oh, she's fat, or he's fat, or he's thin, or he's so tall. Oh, he's so short. I thought he was taller than that. And we just go on from there. And the wonderful thing about meeting virtually is that you don't do that.
Well, you don't, and you are special and evolved. A lot of other people are looking in the background. It's like, oh, what do they have there? Oh, that's crooked. Oh, that's, nose is big. Really, he should adjust the thing. Oh, look, there's a little note from the producer saying, you've got a lot of background noise. And so it's, I think that it has more to do with people's individual calibration than a more global one, let's just say. But it's, the real question is, do you want to meet them afterwards?
I'm not sure. One of the things that occurred to me is that normally if you go to meet somebody in a course, or lecture that may be meeting more than once, you may chit-chat with the person sitting next to you, during the break, right afterward, you're putting your coat on, getting ready to leave, where do you live, what do you do, where do you work, are you married, or you might not even say that, do you have any kids, etc. You learn about these people, and then you may also then use that to form your image of them, whereas now there's no chit-chat. We don't talk to each other. We start, we go through the course, it ends, we leave the meeting, and that's it. And so, it would almost be like starting all over again. And, part of me says, I'd like to go know these people better. And I think, well, maybe. So it's a conundrum. It's a very interesting new situation, social situation.
And you are probably not the only person experiencing it.
Absolutely. You're right. Maybe this will change virtual dating so that when you meet the guy or the girl in the coffee shop, you didn't think, oh, you think that's possible?
No, but one can hope. Thank you very much, okay. Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Dr. Wertman with Food for Mood every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.